pause recording button.
Okay, well, the ribs are in the pot. There's very, very messy, very saucy. Lots of mess. Now, I'm going to pour this barbecue sauce over the top. And I didn't title my last boo before I closed it and saved it, so hopefully when I'm finished, I will be able to title it. But here goes the barbecue sauce. This is sweet onion garlic, I believe. It smells good. This is Casey Masterpiece sauce, I'm pretty sure. And I'm gonna put the whole bottle in here because I want to make sure that the ribs are covered. I don't know if I need to put the whole bottle, but I am going to. Funny how when you want there to be a... The bottles have those little spouts. Not a spout, but like a... It's a piece that's round with a hole in the middle. That helps it not come out super fast. It's funny that when you want there to be one, there isn't. But when you don't want there to be one, there is. Like, I could do without that right now on this. Really, I could. I would be okay with it not being here. And that's the sauce, not me, promise. You can tell I grew up with a younger brother. Yes, yes you can. And yes, I'm putting in the whole thing of sauce here, and it's not covering my ribs. I might have to play in the squishy sauce. This could be fun. These are cooked and the sauce is cooked, I'm gonna taste it. Oh, I don't know if I like it. It's very oniony. It said sweet onion. So, I don't think I'm gonna get any more out of this bottle, but you know, when you get ranch dressing, it doesn't have that little round thing with the hole in the middle. And you want it to. You get barbecue sauce, and it's got the stupid thing. This one looks like you could take it off. But I don't see how it comes, so I guess you can't. Anyway, yeah. I had a knife. Now I got a hot pot. Yeah. Doing lots of things blind people aren't supposed to do. Ha, 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 ha. make sure the ribs are coated well. I like that frosting cake analogy, if you couldn't tell. I used it yesterday also. Alright, well, I don't know if that's how my mother would do it, but that's how I'm doing it. I just wasted a whole bunch of sauce because now it's all over my hands and I can't get it off! Oh no! But it is what it is. Can't do anything about it. So now I'm gonna wash the sauce off my hands. I imagine that my hands are very red, but I can't really tell. Standing off the side because our sink tins just splatters. Our little filter thing is broke. Now the water comes out really fast and sprays. Not really sprays, but sort of coming down straight, it kind of goes out. Too terribly bad in the grand scheme of sauce on my hands. Now I'm gonna get a towel because there's never a towel when you need one. This one's blue, but oh well, our kitchen is green. Towel's blue. So you just put the lid on and then you turn it on high and you're good to go. If you live in this area and can go to Dierbergs, I highly recommend the ribs. And the chicken. So there you go. I think I got all the sauce off me.
2 minutes and 6 seconds. Time remaining.
It's not in here, it says. Guess I should work on putting those away. So, put the lid on. Make sure it fits on tight. Two things I learned about a crock pot or a slow cooker. Do not open the lid once you put it on and turn the machine on, because it will slow the cooking time down. The steam and the seal that is created is what cooks your food, which I guess I knew, but I didn't know. And if you put it on low, that's just regular cook time. If you put it on high, that is the equivalent of 2 hours of cook time on low. So there you go, in case you wanted to know. Good things to know about crockpot cooking. That you probably already knew, but I didn't, so figured I'd share with you what I learned. Get back on the sauce here. There's still sauce in there because of that stupid lid. I can't get it off. It makes me mad. So, plug this baby in. Turn her on. Clean up my mess, and don't forget not to throw away the knife. Oh look, a third thing blind people aren't supposed to play with.